Basically, the RC circuits, this is still chapter 28, so we'll start chapter 29 today, but RC circuits are a circuit in which you have an R, a resistor, and a C, a capacitor. So we can draw one example in the following manner. Okay, so we have a switch here, S. We have our EMF. We've got a capacitor here, C, and a resistor, R. Okay? Now, at the beginning here, I've got no charge on this capacitor. Right? It's an open circuit. No current has flowed. The capacitor has not been charged up. But at some point, I'm going to close this switch, and what's going to happen? Charge is going to start to flow. Okay? Electrons will start to flow. They will start to charge up this plate here on the capacitor. When this plate starts to develop negative charge, it will push away negative charges on this plate. So this plate will start to have a net positive charge, and the capacitor will begin to charge up. Okay? Now, if there's no resistor here, this will happen very, very fast. But we put a resistor here to slow it down so we can see what's going on. Okay? Even if there was no resistor here, there's some small resistance in the wire. So there's always a resistance. It could be just very small. Okay? So the question is, when you close this switch, this battery sets up an electric field in the wires in this circuit. And so the electrons feel that electric field start moving, and that's where the charging of the capacitor comes from. Now, in the beginning, when time equals zero, the current is zero. Okay? Right before we close that switch. But as soon as I open the switch, the current is going to be some maximum current. Okay? As soon as I close the switch. And current will start to flow. At the beginning, the amount of charge at t equals zero is what? How much charge is on the capacitor at the beginning? Zero. Okay? All right. Now, okay. Now, if I want to understand what this circuit looks like, I can do the following. First, when the switch is closed, I can use the loop rule to describe what the relationship is between the different electrical components in the circuit. Okay? So I have an EMF. Okay? I'm going to cross over the EMF. And then after that, I'm going to have a voltage drop for the capacitor. And then I'm going to have a voltage drop for the resistor. So does anybody remember, what is the voltage drop across a capacitor? Well, Q over something, Q over C, because this is the voltage drop, so the V can't be in there. But yeah, good, thanks. And then what is the voltage drop across a resistor? Oh, IR. Okay, good. All right. So by Kirchhoff's loop rule, that expression has to be zero. Okay? Now, so this is across the capacitor, and this is across the resistor. Now, these things have a time dependence, because in the beginning, when I first closed this circuit, I got no charge on the capacitor, so I have no voltage across the capacitor. Okay? I only have a voltage drop across the resistor because in the beginning, I have some current that's flowing through the resistor. But later on, as the capacitor gets charged, it's going to charge to some maximum value. And what's going to happen to the current? It's going to go to zero. Okay? So in the beginning, so at t equals zero, after the switch is closed, what's going to happen is this situation simplifies to this. And I'm going to say I at t equals zero, is going to be equal to this. That's at t equals zero. I have a current. Now my charge, Q, is zero. At t equals infinity, my charge, my capacitor is going to be fully charged, and my current is going to go to zero. So here, I'm going to have EMF minus Q over C equals zero. And now I'm going to have that Q equals the capacitance times the EMF. Okay? So these give kind of endpoints. I start out with a lot of current and no charge, and I end up with no current and a lot of charge, a maximum charge. Okay? All right, let's take this a little further. Let's actually solve this to see what this is going to be, what this is going to look like. So, first of all, we should remember that I is equal to the time derivative of Q. It's the derivative of Q with respect to T. It's the rate of change of the charge at any given point. Okay? And so I can take this expression and I can substitute this in and I can divide the whole thing by R. And I will end up with the following. dQ dt equals the EMF over R minus Q over RC. Okay? Which I could write. Let's just write it. I could also write this way. Okay? And then I can move things around. I can get the dt over there. I can divide by 1 over q minus ce. And so I can get the following. dq over q minus c times EMF equals minus 1 over rc dt. Okay? So now I have a differential equation. Okay? And what I can do is I want to figure out, for instance, what is going to be the functional dependence of Q on time. That's what I want to know. I don't want to just know endpoints, what's it equal at t equals zero and t equals infinity. I want to know it for every time in between. So I'm going to need to integrate both sides of this thing to do that. Okay? And I'll integrate, so I integrate from 0 to Q because I know my charge is going to start at 0 and go to total charge Q. And I'm going to integrate here from 0 to T. Okay? So, well, this one I can simplify just slightly. I can move the RC, minus 1 RC, is a constant. So I can move the integral symbol such that that's outside of the integral. So this just becomes the integral from 0 to t, of dt. So this whole expression comes to the natural log of Q minus C times the EMF over negative C times the EMF equals minus T over RC. Okay? Now, well, that's pretty ugly. I got a log over here. I want to know this thing in terms of this. How am I going to do this? Well, to get rid of the log, I need to take the exponential of both sides. So if I do that, I get Q minus C times the EMF over negative C times the EMF. And then over here, I get E to minus T over RC. And now I can shuffle things around a little bit. Q over the EMF times C equals minus 1 plus E to the minus T over RC. So what I've done here is I've simplified this term and brought the 1 over to this side. Okay? And then I'm almost done. Now I can multiply both sides by negative 1. And I can multiply both sides by EMF times C, and I get Q as a function of T equals the EMF times C times the quantity 1 minus E to the minus T over RC. Okay? So that is the expression that we get for, and that's an expression I want you to know. This kind of expression will come up several times in this course when we talk about induction, capacitance, different sorts of things. Okay? But it's an exponential function, and what does it say? Well, if I put in T equals 0, I have a 0 here. What's E to the 0? E to the minus 0? 1. So what's 1 minus 1? 0. So that says that T minus 0, my charge is 0. Okay? If I put in T equals infinity, what's E to the minus infinity? 0. Right? Because this is a negative exponent. So it's 1 over E to the infinity. It's an incredibly tiny number. So that means this piece goes away. So I just have some value up here, epsilon c. And for every point in between, I have something in between. So the asymptote becomes EMF times c. And that's what the charge looks like. It starts out at 0. It rapidly climbs. But as it increases, it goes more slowly, okay, until we get close to the maximum, in which case it's very hard to add that much, a little more charge. The reason that it's slowing down is because in this circuit, I have to do work to get from this side of the plate to that side of the plate. In the beginning, that's what the current is doing. It's doing work. It's transferring charge around. But once I get more charge on here, it becomes harder and harder to move charge around this circuit. And that's why it's plateauing off. At some point, you can't do any more, given the voltage and the capacitance that you have. And if I wanted to know, so now I know the current is the derivative of Q with respect to time. So this, if I take the derivative of that, this means that the current is equal to the EMF over the resistance times E to the minus T over RC. So this is also a useful expression to know. This is now, I have calculated, we now have the expression for this case of the time dependence of the charge. Once I know the time dependence of charge, I know what its function is, I can go back to our original expression, I equals dq dt. I can say, well, I know q, and I know its dependence on t, so I can take the derivative of that expression to give me the current, I, and that's what I have here. This is just the derivative of that. Okay? Now, these expressions are valid for the case in which you have an uncharged capacitor and a battery in the circuit. So you connect the terminals of the battery, and the current the capacitor will start to charge until you get to some maximum charge. Okay, there are other cases. You could have a case in which this capacitor is already charged and there's no battery in the circuit. And in that case, when you close the switch, the capacitor will discharge. And that's actually, we don't have time for it, but that is actually example 2813. Okay, so I recommend that you look at example 2813. And you get a little different expressions for the different cases. Okay?